Okay, this is Lecture 2, St. Hale Special Breeding Course, 24th July, AD 12. Another lecture, briefer one, on routine 3GA. The way you detect whether or not a person is running well on routine 3GA is as follows. I've got tone arm action, and the tone arm is routinely and regularly coming down, as well as going up. PC looks good. The PC is not very ARC breaky. And the want line gives the PC an occasional somatic, by which I mean pain. PC wants to know what pain is. Take a pin, shove it in. That's pain. Sometimes the PC will tell you, yes, I have somatics, and by that they mean a sensation or a dull thump or a twitch. See? Now, we want pain, actual pain. Pain on the want line. Occasional pain on the want line. And nothing else on the want line. No sin. No sensation. You know, wog, wog, dizziness, and that sort of thing. And on the pull back from the goal, occasional pains. See, that's the old not want line. And on the oppose the goal line, sin, wins the space, wog, twitches, thumps. See, but not pain. I would say so far as maybe occasionally while the PC get mixed up and name the wrong terminal and they get a small pain on that line. But it'd be wog wog, mug mug. And the who or what would pull back the opposition to the goal on that fourth line, or whatever the third line three of listing is, also a bit of sensation. Dizziness, motion, that sort of thing. That occasionally turns on or wins the space. Momentarily. Not to any great excessive degree. Now, that's what happens when a PC is going right and the auditor can read the meter and it's the right goal and the lines are being listed okay and the mid-roots are being kept in and so forth. That's what should happen. If that isn't happening, there are certain things going wrong. And I will tell you what those things are on the whole of routine 3GA in a moment. But let me tell you what happens if 3GA is going wrong. It doesn't matter whether it is in at what stage of listing the goal these things happen, or at what stage of nulling, or something of the sort, that is, nulling goals. You haven't found the goal yet, don't you see? So the only thing that can be wrong before you find the goal is actually bad sessioning and bad metering. Now, that's all that can go wrong. That's the only thing that can go wrong. I'm finding it. There's something wrong with session form. TR2 bad, TR1 is horrible, auditor can't read the meter, this sort of thing. And I can give you a lot of other materials to make sure that that goes right. But if that is really going wrong, then it's just bad sessioning or bad metering. PC isn't ARC breaky. Nothing is really going haywire if your sessioning is all right and your metering is all right. But let's take after the goal is found. Let's take after the goal is found and you start listing it. And now we're going to find several symptoms if it is the wrong goal. And these things are very, very important for you to know. Because by George, no PC ever went clear on the wrong goal. Because you list the wrong goal, and it's just more altruism, more altruism, more altruism. There are four things out which can make a goal read. It's the wrong goal, but it'll read. Boy, will it read. Beautifully, every time. Something has been suggested on the goal. Something has been suppressed. Something has been invalidated, or something has been a failure to reveal. Something has not been revealed. You, in actual fact, only have three of these which are capable of making a goal read that isn't the goal. Only three of them, but the fourth is supplementary to it. Suppressed. Because the wrongness, you see, won't read. If you've suppressed an invalidation, you don't get the invalidation to read, don't you see? So, you've got... that's right. You suppress an invalidation. You can suppress a fail to reveal. You can suppress a suggestion. And you can't get the thing to read. So you get suppress in first. First you get in suppress. And then you get in suggested. If you want to know the actual apple pie order here. And then you get in invalidated. And then you get in fail to reveal. Now, this is quite elementary because anybody can tell a fail to reveal. It's the dirty needle. It's the little tiny, minute rock slam. That little agitated rock slam, multiple reads. You say the goal and you get a multiple read. You say the goal and you get a multiple read. You can say the goal, it goes bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. Well, that's a fail to reveal. You can always identify a fail to reveal. Fail to reveal never reads any other way. It can be such a tiny... that at first glance it might look like a tick, but even that is rare. Usually it's a bzzz, usually about at sensitivity 16, that is about an eighth of an inch wide or something like that. If you can imagine rock slam an eighth of an inch wide, well, that's that dirty needle. And that's something hasn't been revealed. So that leaves only two things that will make a goal tick tick. And one is a suggestion, which is evaluation, our old two first lines of the auditor's code, for God's sakes, way back then, and the other's an invalidation, the two shuns. And that's the only thing, oddly enough, that can make a goal go tick, 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 like a goal when it isn't a goal. Now, any goal on the list, any goal on the list, can be made to read like the goal by a knuckle-headed auditor. Any goal on the list. We've got a goal to catch catfish. And it is no more the PC's goal, see, than climbing clouds is. But the auditor looks very hard at this goal, and he says, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. To catch catfish. Say, you know, that reads every time. To climb clouds, to climb clouds, to climb clouds. That doesn't read. And so on down the list. Now he comes back through and says, help me, Pete. To catch catfish, tick. To catch catfish, tick. To catch catfish, tick. It'll go right on through till the end of the session, too. It'll go right on through to the end of the goals list, too. Why? There was a hidden invalidation along with the evaluation. The auditor seemed to give the goal an isness. The auditor, in any way, at any stage, even at the end, misreads his meter, or he's got an invalidated goal that's already invalidated, and looks up brightly... and looks like he's found the goal. And he says, well, that reads every time. Now, just prior to that, as the auditor went over the final list, let us say, Usually this is a condition happening on finalists because the goal has to be a little bit sticky to get into this shape. As the auditor went over it, the PC might have said to himself, catfish, that's a silly damn goal. And the next pass around on the knelling, the auditor says, of course now, the thing will tick every time because the PC is invalidated. Now let's really hang this thing up, but good. Let's just drive it in with spikes and make this thing look just like a goal. The auditor says, well, that reads every time to catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. The PC has already said that isn't my goal. The PC says, are you sure? See? Validation number two, see? The auditor says, oh, yeah, it reads. Catch catfish, reads every time. She says, my God, that doesn't sound like my goal. Validation number three, evaluation. Get the idea? Bang, 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 bang. Wow, this thing will check out by any knuckleheaded checker. And you start listing it. Here we go. The tone arm will start going up and stop moving. Maybe this is after 10 or 12 hours of listing. Don't expect it to happen right away. Usually 4.5, 5, something like that. Sticks. PC starts to look awfully bad.
Yeah, well, I don't look good. I start looking old and ancient and so on. I'm sort of caved in.
In session, the ARC breaky is hell when you're trying to list. Yap, 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 yap. Chop, 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 chop. You just can't keep your rudiments in during listing. And the somatics are wrong. If you get any pain at all, which is highly unlikely, so unlikely that you say an absence of pain equals wrong goal. No pain, wrong goal. The PC gets sensation, dizziness, and so forth on the want line. Who is what would want goal? And all the PC, after a while, after 10 or 12 hours, starts going, wag, 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 wag. Gets sensation. Wins the space. If there is any pain at all occurs, it will occur perhaps on the oppose, which is highly unlikely that any will occur. But oppose is more comfortable to run than want. That's why. The other two just compound the felony. Oddly enough, a PC very often, if it's anywhere close to his goal at all, we'll run it with great apparent satisfaction. We'll go around and tell people this is his goal. We'll figure out his life by it. Although there's some blank sections that don't quite add up. But he won't be unhappy with it. He won't be going around telling you it's the wrong goal. Matter of fact, may even get mad at you when you try to tell him it isn't his goal. Because he's so anxious to have a goal, don't you see? Any goal is better than no goal. It gets him off the horror of search for the goal, don't you see? He's more likely to hold on to it than he is give it up. And those are the only symptoms. High TA that sticks, PC looks bad, PCARC breaky, and the somatics are wrong. They're reversed if they exist at all. They're all opposition somatics, actually. Opposition somatics are sensation, dizziness, winds of space, that sort of thing. And anything he lists gives him those. Now, if you keep going in this direction, you're adding more and more alteras to the bank, and the bank gets heavier and heavier and thicker, and the PC feels all bowed down and crushed. Now, in actual listing of the right goal, there's a certain amount of bank gets thicker, there's a certain amount of wog, there's a certain amount of these other things. So very often, the PC will persist, hoping they will go by, and they will run out. But they do not. They get worse, and they get worse, and they get worse, and they get worse, and they never get any. And that is the difficulties of running a wrong goal. Now, our wrong goal is found by bad sessioning and bad metering and by not hitting the thing right or checking the goal out right at the end. It's pretty easy to find a right goal. Now, I've told you what is the symptoms of bad 3GA are. Somebody doing 3GA wrong after the goal has been, quote, found, unquote, you get those manifestations that I have just given you. Those things occur in the PC. And the remedies of 3GA are these. Enlisting on goals, the goal is unrevealed. It's unrevealed yet. So get list complete or find out why PC won't give it. That's a highly generalized statement. These are the things that you, as if you were a DP or something like that, and somebody says, well, I just can't find the goal, and so forth. You know, that's number one that you would tell him. See? Well, your list is incomplete, so go on listing and get the goal. You see? That's what you'd tell him, just automatically. There aren't any other reasons except this one, bad metering. We assume the fellow is running 3GA, don't you think? Let's not get picky as to whether or not when he reads the E-meter he is holding his pinky at exactly 53 degrees from the horizontal while he shifts the tone arm. You understand? And that is not what's wrong. Okay, that's not what's wrong. It's the goal isn't on the list or the metering is bad. It's elementary, my dear Watson. That's the only two things that really go wrong, assuming that the guy sits in the chair and goes through model session and gets the goals listed. No. You're not even assuming that's good, and you're not going to find fault with it particularly. That's not what you're going to pick on. If you're a DP and some auditor and he just can't seem to get to first base and he can't ever find the goal, then you're going to tell him two things. Well, the goal isn't on the list, so get it complete or your metering stinks. It's one or the other. Of course, bad metering would have missed the goal. Prep check would have revealed a wrong goal. You see, all that would have been remedied, actually, in just the standard rundown of 3GA. So only these two things stand out as being things that could be wrong with trying to find somebody's goal. And those are the things that are wrong. Goal hasn't been revealed or the metering is bad, one or the other. Could be both, you know, too. And the next one is when the goal has been found and the PC is turning up with these upper symptoms, which I've just given you, and the goal has been found, then this is what you do. There are only three things that can be wrong. Enlisting from a goal, the only thing that can be wrong is the goal. Or the lines, or the metering. Now, that's all that can be wrong. And if you were DPing somebody and he was listing on lines and the PC was starting to get a high tone arm and it was sticky and the PC looked bad, let's just say that's enough. Nothing else going on. The PC isn't particularly screaming and the somatics. Well, he's not getting anything. He can't tell about the somatics. No, he isn't getting any sensation or something like that. And yet you're listening. And this is what you'd pick on. Or if the PC was screaming ARC break session after session after session, he just couldn't hold any rudiments in at all. These three things, what you do. You recheck the goal, recheck the lines, and remedy the bad metering. Okay. And if the somatics didn't exist, there was no pain of any kind whatsoever, and there was plenty of sen, and the bank getting thicker and thicker and bearing the PC down harder and harder and more, and all that sort of thing, then it's these three lines that you would check. Right? These three things. It's recheck the goal, recheck the lines, and remedy the bad metering. Now, that's all you'd tell this auditor. Don't tell him anything else. Don't say, well, we've got to reform the lines, and I think the best thing that we can do in the reformation of the lines, I think you better, perhaps it's your TR4, or maybe the PC has a missed withhold. I'll tell you a missed withhold a PC had. It was very ARC Brakeian session. One of the lines was wrong, and no auditor had listened to him. It was a missed withhold. It was totally missed, on and on and on. And the PC only required a few more hours of listing to go clear after the line was corrected. Which is quite interesting. They missed withhold. So we just don't go into those things. Don't go into the mechanics of anything. There's only three things wrong. If 3GA starts wrong, and that's you recheck the goal, you recheck the lines, and you check the metering. That's it. Now, it's very fortunate for you that nothing else can be wrong with 3GA. That's all that can be wrong. Because we assume the fellow, the auditor, can sit in the chair. We assume that he can go through his model session. We can assume that his TR1 is understandable. See, we can assume all of these things. Because they vary in degree from auditor to auditor, and it isn't their varying in degree which causes the PC to have a high TA, to look bad, to be ARC breaky, and have sensation instead of pain. It isn't those things doing it. So don't ever look for anything small. Now, you think you're jumping off for something adventurous when you try to find out a PC's goal. That's nothing compared to jumping off for listing his lines. Because you have now hit the silk. And it is in the lap of the gods, whether the chute opens or not. Just that. You've jumped off into nowhere. You're committed. Because if you are wrong, the next time you try to find the PC's goal is going to be much more difficult than it was. And supposing you found two wrong goals on the PC, one after the other, and listed both of them. Well, the thing you'd do would be to try to find the right goal again, and you'd take a third one. And supposing that was the wrong goal, how much harder do you think the goal will be found next time? Well, I know whereof I speak because I've had 5 wrong goals found on me. In the name of research. I could go on the mother plea, you know, what I have suffered for you children, you know. But actually, I know what I'm talking about here. Very much on the groove, both from watching you, subjective reality, experimentation on it. It has not been easy to pioneer this particular track into the 3GA because the GPM is nothing to stand up and box with. And I would say this, I have been standing up and boxing with it without any information about it at all, originally. And it's got teeth, man. Things got teeth. Boy, you never felt some of the somatics like can turn on when you do it completely wrong. Let's really be wrong with it. Man, that's a better waking up screaming. I'm not trying to exaggerate this. 3GA is pretty good. But you mishandle the GPM. You mishandle auditing. You let auditors start auditing goals and finding goals on PCs that don't know even how to sit in the chair. You'll regret it. I can hear it now. 2:00 in the morning, your telephone will be ringing. Mm-hmm. My God, what do I do? Well, the PC, after they've been wrong listed for a while, not in a state of mind to have another goal found on them. Because any auditing at this point starts to beef up the bank. Now that the bank has started to beef up, anything goes on from there and beefs up the bank further. And they don't want to be audited. And that is another little manifestation that you can put down. A goal that has been wrong and it has been listed. person will then pretty well routinely tell you they don't want any auditing. And the only hope in hell for them is some good auditing. Oh, you see, I'm not trying to make you scared of the GPM. I'm not. Because I go on the basis, if I can stand up and box with some critter, you can. And they won't kill you dead. You just wish you were, but you'll come out all right. Now, how do you go about these various operations? Well, I'm not trying to give you a summary lecture of all of 3GA. You've already got the parts of 3GA. I want to give you a few little modifications and changes and some stuff that I've dug up here in the last few weeks on 3GA that will be of great value to you. You must complete the list. I've already told you that it takes about 850 goals plus to get a complete goals list. A PC can do this on his own, and actually, if I had a PC, I'd just keep kicking him in the head until he gave me a goals list 850 long. Why? Because it's unembarrassing for him to sit in the quiet of the evening with nobody around and write down these appalling goals. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're more likely to get the goal on the list. See? He isn't embarrassed by your presence, or she isn't embarrassed by your presence, you know. They write down the goals that occur to them. So you want about 850 plus. That's the absolute minimum, 850. But what makes a minimum goals list? It is not for your benefit, because you've been having a hard time establishing this, an absence of TA action. Take that as a matter of course. It's actually an absence of needle action. You want a goals list so complete that when you read a series of goals on that list to the PC, five or six goals, half of them will give you no twitch at all. Another one will twitch maybe once in three reads. Another one will possibly twitch once, and one will twitch twice to stay in, and that would be about it. It's about, actually, six is an unhappy number, more like ten. You want about one in ten. Now, this violates a datum you've had for a long time, that if the needles stop twitching on goals, you're going to get a twitch anyway, someplace or another. I find recently, on very careful experimentation, that you can list the goals list down so completely that goal after goal, read after read, three reads per goal, and you get no single twitch for three and four goals in a row. And about the time you decide the middle rudiments must be out, 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 why, all of a sudden one ticks. You say, well, that's nice. You get a tick. So you know the PC is still reading on the meter. But that's about all it would tell you. On first nulling, you get three in per page, per sheet. And on second nulling, why, you get almost a scrub. It goes down to about 30 goals. Now, that's how complete a list can be. These ticks that you get are specific ticks. If you get a little tiny rock slam when you read a goal as an instant read, of course, they're classic instant reads. None of this slightly early or anything like that. Man, you really got to watch that with goals, you see. You can leave something in if you weren't sure. Don't go beating your brains out, because it isn't important whether or not you leave it on the list the first time. But don't go to the point of leaving them all on the list the first time, because the PC has a constant dirty needle. That'd be nonsense. But you've got all of these goals, and they're falling off left and right, and they're nulling down, bangity-bangity-bangity-bangity-bang. An occasional tick is all you require to tell you that the PC is still reading on the meter. Goals list can be complete enough to leave completely limp goals list. Now, if that goals list doesn't add up to a complete limpness. Make absolutely sure that it isn't your rudiments that are giving you action. Rudiments might be wildly out, you see. Make sure your rudiments are in well. When you're reading that list, don't be alarmed if two or three times a page, particularly early in sessioning, if your meter reading is good, this can happen to you. I mean, even if your meter reading is good, this can happen to you. But early on nulling of a goals list, your PC goes all every once in a while and tick, 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 and slash, slash, and then constant dirty needle and random. And don't be upset if the PC's needle goes to hell. You just get competent in straightening out PC's needles. That's all. I've seen a PC's needle straightened out in many different ways. The easiest way to straighten them out is get a fast check on the middle roods. That is the most predictable and easy way. Now, you can introduce a lot of corny rudiments and dream-ups of one kind or another. You can introduce a lot of extraordinary activities here to clean this thing up. But fish and fumble of just sitting back is something that you're eventually sometimes driven to. You can't get it in with the middle roods. You don't know what the hell it is. You're just in a drift. Well, sit back and say, well, I'm going to see what this is doing. And just do it by steering, fish and fumble. You see the needle go bzzzt and over again. You say, what'd you think of then? What you looking at? There. 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 Oh, nothing. I just the just the pattern of the table here in front of me. That's all I keep looking at. If it's just like my mother's boudoir table, you know. Bzzz, 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 you know. Say, well, anybody miss a withhold about that or something like this? Oh, yeah, I broke all of her perfume one day. I forgot about that as well. Yeah, the needle's fine. Goes. That's kind of an extraordinary solution, but I have been driven to it. PC's needle becomes utterly unreadable. It doesn't matter whether you're reading a goal to them or not reading a goal to them. It just keeps going bzz, 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 bzz. You don't know whether it's falling on this or falling on that. And it's just gone dirty in the process of reading the goals, no matter how limp the list was. It doesn't mean the list was charged. PC gets kind of anxious. PC goes out of session. And remember, those goals are awful, doggone, re-stimulative. And they kick in prep check chains, and they do all kinds of weird things. But don't go on struggling against reading goals with a PC's needle dirty enough to be washed by the Empire Laundry. Don't do that. Don't keep trying to read through a dirty needle. What the hell are you doing that for? The PC's out of session. You don't know what the goal's reading on. Even though the PC's rudiments are in, the PC's out of session as long as that needle is ticking on other things that you've got nothing to do with. Because you're not talking to the PC. PC isn't reacting to the things you want him to react to. So therefore, the PC's out of session. So you keep going. You keep going, oh, God, there's that dirty needle again. Let's see, to catch cats, like the clinical. Still doing it. I'm not saying anything. In this session, you're shortly going to see a change for goals processing in the middle rudiments, by the way. Is there anything you have suppressed, suggested, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of? That red, careful of. What's that? What's that? Oh, I'm just careful not to think. I've been sitting here concentrating on not thinking. You say, good, thank you. I'll check that on the meter. All right. In the session, is there anything you've been careful of? Yeah, just not to think. Good, thank you. I'll check that. In this session, is there anything that you've been careful of? That's clean. Do you agree that's clean? Do you agree that's clean? All right, thank you very much. To catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. Sir. To hit polar bears, to hit polar bears, to hit... Okay. All right with you there. Well, because the second you started to say to hit polar bears, it started going all the way across. After you've done this for 15 or 20 minutes with a PC, and all of a sudden you've cleaned it up two or three times, this starts happening. The auditor will say, to catch catfish. Catch catfish. To catch catfish. Yeah, well, that's out. Once in a while, be bright enough to stay in two-way calm with your PC. Because very often, the omission of two-way calm means the intermission and intervention of a tremendous amount of middle rudiments. This is a way to handle something like that. This is kind of answer you get. You say, what's going on? What's happening? Well, I knew when you read that slow that my needle had gotten dirty. And I was worrying about what I might be stuck in now. You say, thank you, and the needle clears right up. See? Two-way calm is always marvelous. Two-way calm has this limitation. If you can't find out by asking once, you shut up and do something else. That is the rule back of two-way calm. You can always ask any question of the PC, not a metered question, don't you see, in the line of two-way calm. Cut comments to a minimum. The more you comment, the worse off the PC will get. Don't comment. That's an evaluation of sorts. So you can ask the PC any kind of a question you want to. You can ask them, how are you getting along? You see a dirty needle start up. You can't read through it. How are you getting along? Oh, I've been very nervous the last few minutes, ever since you read that go to hit lions. I had a feeling here like I haven't got any top to my body. All right. You say, thank you. Dirty needle continues. Get in your middle root. Don't go on and on and on. Well, what about this lion? When did you first think about this lion? Have you always been troubled with lions? No, you're not running a session having to do with running engrams connected with lions. And you go on and violate this rule of it's all right to ask him anything once. You violate that rule. That's a good rule. You can ask a PC anything once. You violate that rule, and you'll find yourself running engrams and whole track and God knows what, and all messed up, and then running an engram so that you can clean up his needle. Oh, man, it's just getting dirtier and dirtier and stickier and messier. And, of course, the less auditing you do, the less auditing he gets, the more anxious the PC gets, the dirtier the needle gets. You see how it defeats itself? Because you're doing an alterage, you're jamming him up in the bank, you see? Just go on the basic principles of what the GPM is. So the more you alter is what your intention is here. Your intention is to find the guy's goal. And the more you depart from that, why, the unhappier the PC gets. Now, it's when the PC begins to realize that you can read a meter. You're not leaving him hanging or her hanging in midair. You know, do you have a present time problem? PC is about to say, yes, as a matter of fact, I was sued for $1,000 today, and as a matter of fact, the court is going to hold me in contempt and let me. The police is about to say something like this. You see, the PC, and the auditor says, do you agree that's clean? PC goes into a little bit of a state of shock. See? He's been not is. TR4 is very poor at this point. You only have to make a few of those mistakes, and PC doesn't have any confidence in you anymore. Now, you make them straightway. You make them, you know, calling it every time, calling it every time. Right on the button, never miss a read, you know, bang, bang. PC eventually forgets about the meter and his problems. He knows he'll take care of it. He sit back further and further and relax more and more, and life is wonderful. And he sure doesn't get in your road in a goals assessment, see? After you've been assessing him for a day or two and he's learned that you're to be trusted and that sort of thing, the needle doesn't dirty up. But the more extraordinary solutions, the more meter goofs, why, the dirtier the PC's needle's going to get. That's for sure. And after you've been doing goals on a PC for a couple of days, and you find out his needle is getting worse than it was, then that means that every time you put in the mid-roods, you must have driven half of them out. Okay. That's it. That's it. You're just miss. I mean, there isn't any argument with this. It isn't because your tone of voice is this or you're that. It's just bad metering. That's the end of it. Bad metering is what makes the needle go bzz, bzz. All right. Enough of that berating. The point I'm trying to make here is you want to audit the right goal. That is desirable. That is productive of live thetans. That doesn't leave you in the embarrassing position of the PC all of a sudden can't use his legs and can't hear by reason of the auditing session. That doesn't leave you in the interesting position of having a PC with a siren going off hour after hour, but you can't hear, but he sure can. There is no substitute for the right goal. It is thoroughly recommended. Now, how do you find out if you got a right goal? And I'll tell you exactly how to do a fast check on a right goal. This is an instructor-type check, but you can pull this thing off in 10 or 15 minutes rather than make yourself look silly. There is no real reason to give a prep check every 5 sessions mathematically. There's no reason at all to do so. There is every reason to give a prep check every time you're having trouble with the PC. That might be oftener than 5 sessions, and if you're that smooth, it might go up to 10 or 12. You understand? Mm-hmm. 5 session was given as an arbitrary figure, entirely and completely arbitrary, just to make sure that you did prep check the PC. But there's no real reason to do it oftener than is necessary, because it can amount to no auditing for the PC and can give you a roughed-up needle because of the anxiety of the PC. And you come out the other side of the prep check with a rougher needle than you start into it. See? All right. Now, the way you do a fast check is based on the data I gave you earlier. A goal reads on itself, as itself, on its own charge in the bank. Or, it doesn't read because of invalidations or evaluations. That is a true goal. Or, a goal reads because it has been invalidated, and after you've cleaned it up, it for a moment doesn't read and then starts to read again on its own. But the only thing that can make a goal read wrong are suppress, because of course you don't get the needle action, suppress, suggest, invalidate, fail to reveal. Those are the 4 things. There are no others. There isn't concentrate upon a shift of attention. You see? And there aren't a whole bunch of other buttons. Of these, only 2 can introduce a goal-like read. Fail to reveal introduces a minute rock slam, which is quite recognizable. But suggest, which is evaluate, and invalidate, can either of them introduce a goal-like read, which is indistinguishable in size, frequency, and magnitude from a true goal. Indistinguishable. You can take a wrong goal, evaluate for the PC on it, and make it go tick, 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 which after that, if you did not check it, if it wasn't checked out well, would look like the PC's goal and thereafter would be as wrong as a Confederate $7 bill. And that's how people get on the wrong goals. So here's a fast check that tells you whether the goal is the goal or not. You read the goal to the PC. Bark, bark, bark. You know, and you say that reads. Now, a read of a goal at sensitivity 16 is never more than about a half a division. It can be cleaned up to a point where it might register a little bit more, half a division, but you're really priming, you're really pouring the petrol and alcohol into the cylinders, you know? You're not adding to its power, but it is so clean that it just nothing can stay that clean, and 5 minutes later it'll slump. But that's the most it reads. It always reads with a fall. It never reads with a rise. Now, if announced, however, against a rising needle, it will cause a stick. And against a very fast rising needle will cause a slow. But in actual essence, its action is a fall, a tick. And that tick is, well, you just won't see one more than 1 1/4 dial divisions here, meaning about, 3/8 of an inch. That's big, see? And the one that you will normally see when you first see it is about a 1/16 of an inch fall, instant fall. You say the goal, and right on the last letter of the goal, the last letter in the whole line, it'll go tick. 1/16 of an inch. That can be as small as 1/32 of an inch. It can be as small as a stick, depending on how much invalidation evaluation is on it. And if there is tremendous invalidation and evaluation on it, it cannot read at all. In other words, the true goal can be squashed right out of existence and not read. So a false goal can be made to read with an invalidation evaluation, and a true goal can be made not to read. Oddly enough, if you invalidate a false goal enough, it will cease to read again in its turn. And a real goal, invalidated enough, will start reading in its turn once more on the false reads. In which you can make it go through the cycle. You can make a bad one go through the cycle of read, not read, read, not read, read, not read, just with repetitive evaluations and validations, don't you think? And you can, whether the goal is right or wrong, it'll go through those cycles. Now, they keep that in mind, that those are the only four things that have to be remedied to make sure that a goal does read properly. You can recognize the fail to reveal, but you're going to use it in the check anyhow. The suppress does not give a tick, but can make the evaluate or the invalidate squash out of sight so that you can't find them. So you have to use a suppress. So you compose a repetitive prep check, which simply contains these four things and the name of the goal. Now, I'll go through this thing fairly rapidly for you just on demonstration. You say to the PC, all right, I'm going to give this goal a fast check, and I want to read the goal to you a few times, and then I'm going to carefully get in the four goals middle rudiments, and then I'm going to see if the goal reads, and then I'm going to give it a fast check, and then read the goal again, and then we'll know for sure what that is. Well, you say that, and the PC says, no, I don't want that, and you go ahead and do it. My PC very often says he doesn't want this. You have to persuade him. Say, wouldn't it be much better to have your mind completely at rest? The goal is at rest, you know. The goal is to be active. And the PC says, no, under no circumstances do I want my mind at rest. So, you say to the PC, catch catfish, catch catfish, catch catfish. That read, thank you very much. We're now going into the repetitive rudiments. Sensitivity 16, you see. Horace. And you say, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? That's run repetitive, you see. And same question. The PC finally says no. And you say, all right, I will check that on the meter. And you look at the meter, and you do, and you find another read, and you look back at the PC, and you give him the more repetitive. And you finally get all the suppressed that you can possibly get off this goal. And then you go tearing in, and that suppress is good and clean. That's polished up like Dutch cleanser, see? That's bright. So we move over then into our next one, which, of course, is suggested. And we run suggested on the goal to catch catfish. Has anything been suggested? Over and over and over until the PC says no. And you check it on the meter, and you find one. You look back at the PC, and you ask him again over and over and over until he finally says no again. You check it on the meter, something like that. Anyway, this thing is eventually clean. Similarly, you handle the word invalidated. Has anything been invalidated? And you handle that till that is clean and polished. By the way, it's very good policy at this time to be in a state of operating a meter where you miss no reads, ever. And you miss no cleans, ever. That's optimum. In fact, it's the only way this check will work. So you go through that and then fail to reveal. See, how would that be worded? Is anything you have failed to reveal is the best wording there. On the goal to catch catfish, is there anything you have failed to reveal? All right, let's got that all clean by repetitive and so forth. All right, that's dandy. Don't bother with careful. Now let's go through this thing. And we say, all right, I'm going to read the goal here now. To catch catfish. Tell the PC what's happening. So, well, that reads... possibly will if it's the real goal. To catch catfish. Three times, see? Bang, that's it. You say, all right, that's reading. Thank you. Now I'm going to have to do a fast check of these same rudiments and check the goal. And this is what condition you've got to get those first four repetitive questions in so that you get a no read... right across them, you see? All right, you do it just like this. On the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed, suggested, invalidated, or non-revealed? Wrong wording. To catch catfish. If it's not the goal... if there's no read anywhere on that line, that's it, man. But you get the trick here. Don't go puttering around picking geraniums. Don't give him any opportunity to invalidate or evaluate or breathe while you're saying that sentence. Just rip that thing right off. See? Even omit the acknowledgement. Who cares? Ordinarily, you would say, thank you to catch catfish. Bang, 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 bang. That's the goal. If none of those mid-type rudes read, and the goal read, your chances are 1,000 to 1 that that's the goal. And if none of those read, and you, by repetitive check, had found answers, you know, and your meter's active on the PC, and none of them read, and the golden read, it isn't even a cousin to the right goal. And that's how you do a fast check on a goal. Into the PC very much. Thank you very much. Actually, that's about a 15, 20, 25 minute fast verification of a goal. And that's the way the goal has to be verified. If a goal won't be performed this way, it's not the goal. Now, you understand that if you've got a read on invalidated and ignore it, and read the goal, you're going to read the read for invalidate, and it'll be just exactly like the goal tick. If there's an evaluate, there's a read on suggest, or suggested, see? And there's a read on the goal. So that's suggested reading on the goal. And if the goal reads with a dirty needle, it's simply a missed withhold. On the goal, the goal has withheld it from somebody. It's been withheld, that's all. That's the way the pendulum swings. And that's how you verify one of these things, and this is how you tell if it is the goal, if it isn't the goal. Actually, there's no arguments about this. I mean, that is the way it is, you see. And you can do it that easily and that well. But remember, you have to read your meter perfectly. You have to read your meter every time. And when you read off that last sentence, brrr, you have to read that without a lot of halts. Or gulps. If you read it something on this fashion, on the goal to catch catfish, is there anything that you... no, I mean, if you have suggested, right, it then reads. You know, so no, I mean suppressed. Excuse me. Well, don't be so confounded upset if you've done your TR1 that poorly. to be surprised if you get reads on these things when you just clean them, because the reads just happened. The PC invalidated your reading of it or something like that, that'll now read. So now you have to go into it and you have to clean up those rudiments. See? Now this is what happens if you read that across the line, you've got to read on some. You clean it up on a fast check basis. And you clean it all up on a fast check basis until you've got all of them. And then you don't read the goal after this until you've got them all clean on a fast check basis. See? And then when you've got them all clean on a fast check basis, you read that goal to catch catfish, to catch catfish, to catch catfish. Thank you. That's his goal. You see what happens there. Now on the actual goal, oddly enough, the read will disappear off of the goal and appear over on the invalidate and the suggest. And when you take them off the invalidate and suggest, it'll reappear on the goal. And when you've got this thing over here, well, you've got a wrong goal reading with a read, you'll find invalidate reads. Or suggest reads. And you take the reads off invalidate and suggest, clean that all up, see? Where happened to go? Where'd he go, Charlie? Which way did they go? Where? That's dead easy to get a wrong goal. Don't be upset about that. You come tearing down the last summation sheet, and you've just gone across to bully potatoes. And the PC says, what the hell was that? You know? You go tearing down the line, and then you come back to it after you've nulled everything else, and you say, well, I've got two left in to bully potatoes and to soar gracefully. And to bully potatoes, to bully potatoes, to bully potatoes. That reads every time. To soar gracefully, to soar gracefully. Doesn't read. That doesn't read, no. Well, I guess we got it. Guess we got it. Reads every time to bully potatoes. Brother, it's going to take an artist to pull that thing apart. Boy, that's in there, because hidden is the invalidation of the PC, and what's apparent, you see, is the evaluation of the auditor. And those two things lock against each other, and you're trying to clean this up. First you get invalidate read, and then you'll get evaluate read. And it may be lost clear back there during the assessment sometime, and pretty occluded and suppressed. The PC said, well, I really want a goal at this time, and he said so, and he's a good auditor, and who am I to argue, you see, and suppressed it. And then casual inspection of this doesn't locate it. Then you find yourself listing a wrong goal, and then the tone arm rises and goes up to 4.5 or 5, and needle gets very sticky. PC starts looking terribly bad, gets very ARC breaky in the sessions, and the somatics are all wrong and backwards. And obviously your lines are right, and your metering seems to be okay. What is it? Can't be a wrong goal, because we get a read every time we say, has it been suggested? Must be the right goal, you see. I keep asking him, has it been... Would you suggest this as a goal? You know, I get a read every time, you know. And I keep telling him it's his goal. And he finally has accepted it. And it does, it reads every time. Now, the funny part of it is that in a heavily invalidated goal will read better than a real one. Because it doesn't blur out. It doesn't have nasty tricks. It doesn't fade and dull things like that. It just keeps on going bang, bang, bang every time, a 32nd of an inch. Never varies. Nothing does anything to it except the second fully invalidation. No goal. All right, there's one more thing I could say about it, is that a goal routinely and normally fades out when the rudiments go out and comes back in when you get the rudiments in. Now, when during listing a goal starts to disappear is very hard to say. But it probably isn't until the last three quarters that it's totally gone. And then the read is still detectable at the end of the lines. But an awful lot of listing has to be done before that goal goes so that you can't check it anymore. And it never starts reading early and latent and other screwball things. If a goal starts to read screwball, it isn't the goal. The real goal, when the rudiments of the four I just gave you are cleaner than a wolf's tooth, fires every time. Fires every time, except at a very fast rise, because the impulse of the fire, you see, merely gives it a tiny slow, and you might not see that tiny slow. If you've got a fast-rising needle, you won't see this every time, but every time the needle can be influenced by the goal, and not a fast rise, you'll get that. It's just marvelous to watch one of the things fire. If you want to know what a goal looks like, and if you want to get very, very critical and investigate it very thoroughly, get a hold of somebody and pick up their goals list. Take a goal at random and say, which one do you favor on this sheet? And the fellow who kind of says, well, actually, to kiss blonde, you know. Well, that isn't actually your type of goal, I know by experience. Actually, here is a goal here, to whistle at men. That's really, I think that's a better goal. Let's put you on the meter here for a moment. To whistle at men. To whistle at men. It reads every time. To whistle at men. Reads every time, you know. To whistle at men. Then you can sit back and just by the hour say, to whistle at men, to whistle at men, to whistle at men. You'll get exactly what a goal looks like. And until you suddenly turn around to PC and say, has anything been suggested on this goal? And he'll say, yes, damn it! So and so and so and so. Anything been invalidated? Yes, I said to myself every time. It can't be! You see? And yep. Get it all clean up and so forth. You say, to whistle at men. Whistle at men. Whistle at men. There's nothing. You can make any goal read. If you want to know what a goal looks like reading every time, just invalidate the hell out of somebody's offbeat goal and you'll see a goal read. Interesting, isn't it? All right, well, that's 3GA. You want to continue your list until the ticks you're getting are about the size. And if you do continue a list that long, hit it at sensitivity 16 for the whole list. If you can get a list that long, first crack out of the box, or if you've been adding to a list that's been well nulled, that sort of thing, do all the rest of it at sensitivity 60, because you won't get any of the reads if the list is that limp. And I'd say a list done, as I've been telling you, and so forth, listed completely, should be thoroughly, completely, and all of it done at sensitivity 16 now. I know of no other immediate changes. Okay? Thank you. Good night. Thank you.